For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Rock Roy Lance. These are evening headlines for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. The Idaho Falls Zoo is bringing back winter camps this year, and student reporter Chandler Guadagnin has the story.
The Idaho Falls Zoo is hosting winter break camps for students. Augusta Grumdahl, an educator at the Idaho Falls Zoo, told me camps for all ages will be available during the event.
We're going to have four different camps across all different grades. First and foremost, we have We Want Winter, which is geared towards kindergarten and first graders. That will be Tuesday, December 21st from 9 a.m. to noon. And then on Wednesday, December 22nd, we have Where's the Wildlife, geared towards grades 2 through 3. And then on Wednesday, December 29th, we have Zoo Engineers, which is grades 4 through 5th. And then on Thursday, December 30th, we have Explore Zoo Careers, grades 6 through 7.
Grumdahl also mentioned what parents and students alike can expect at camp.
These camps, you can expect really fun, interactive activities, including crafts. Sometimes we do experiments. We also play games outside. And one of the most important and most special things that we do at camps is get to do some up-close and personal learning with animals on our zoo grounds.
Camps go for 3 hours and cost $32 for zoo members and $40 for those without a membership. COVID-19 protocols will depend on state regulations at the time of camp. Registration for the camps is open now. A link to the registration form is available on our Facebook page. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio on Facebook. Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Guadagnin.
A BYU Idaho student is charged with felony second-degree arson after police say he shot an exploding target inside a camper in rural St. Anthony Sunday afternoon. The explosive was placed inside of a TV in the camper, which caught fire after detonation. East Idaho News reports 19-year-old Jason Erlinson of San Diego, California, and his three friends drove off in a black pickup, according to a witness. Police soon after stopped the group and questioned everyone. Police say Erlinson admitted to them that he placed the target in the camper and shot it with a friend's gun, which they dropped off at a friend's house afterwards. Police placed Erlinson under arrest, and the friends got off with a warning. Police said if they got into any more trouble within the year, police would file charges. Fremont County Prosecutor Lindsay Blake requested Erlinson be released on his own recognizance, which Magistrate Judge Farron Eddins granted. East Idaho News did not specify where exactly the incident took place, but exploding targets are illegal on BLM land. We've reached out to Erlinson for comment, but have not yet heard back. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for the last day of the semester, December 15th. Prosecutors are refuting claims made by Lori Vallow Daybell's attorney and are asking the judge to issue sanctions. In a response filed today, two prosecutors from Madison and Fremont counties say Vallow Daybell's attorney Mark Means submitted a motion last month that contained false statements. East Idaho News reports the prosecutors say it would be unethical and inappropriate for Means to continue serving as Daybell's attorney. The prosecutors ask for Means to be sanctioned by the court and that until Vallow Daybell is deemed to be competent, motions filed on her behalf should be signed by both counsel. Vallow Daybell and her husband, Chad Daybell, are accused of murder in the deaths of Chad's first wife and Lori's two children. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. I'm Brock Roy Lance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.